of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest. Report: step toward normality in San Bernardino. Thousands of government workers in San Bernardino, California, went back to work Monday, just days after a married couple opened fire on an office holiday party, killing 14 people and wounding 21. Local officials said there would be increased security in the area. In a televised address from the Oval Office late Sunday, President Barack Obama said the two killers had gone down what he called the dark path of radicalization. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said Monday that the Justice Department will investigate the Chicago Police Department.
The Department of Justice has opened an investigation into whether the Chicago Police Department has engaged in a pattern or practice of violations of the Constitution or law.
That probe follows the recent release of a video from a police shooting incident that occurred in 2014. The video shows a black suspect being shot by a police officer, the officer of Barawe in Somalia's Lower Shabelle region. Election officials in Venezuela say the opposition has won control of the country's legislature, delivering a defeat to the ruling Socialist Party. Authorities say the opposition, some districts yet to be counted, won 99 of the 167 seats in the National Assembly. The Socialist Party won only 46, the major setback for the long-dominant socialists who have led the country for 16 years. This is VOA News. Vice President Joe Biden says $100 million in new U.S. aid to Ukraine will help the country implement reforms and fight corruption. The vice president spoke in Kiev today during a joint briefing with Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko. The follow talks between the two leaders. Latvia's prime minister handed in her resignation. Strojuma said Monday she is stepping down after 2 years in office because, to put it, new ideas are needed. Her resignation follows infighting within her center-right ruling coalition. Turkey is refusing to withdraw forces to Iraq. Dorian Jones reports.
Iraq has threatened to take Turkey to the United Nations Security Council if Ankara fails to remove recently deployed soldiers and armor. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu has ruled out any withdrawal. He said it's Turkey's duty to provide security for the soldiers involved with training. Hundreds of soldiers, backed by 20 tanks, were sent to Iraq to bolster the defense of Turkish forces, training Iraqi troops planning to retake Mosul from Islamic State militants. Dorian Jones.